Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Michael Saltzman is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, VP for Berman and Company, Research Director for Employment Policy Institute, and a frequent commentator on labor policy issues, which he has been here on this show over the years. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Always great to be here.
It's good to have you here. So let's take a minute and talk about the candidates and their proclivities with regard to minimum wage. And then folks, in the next segment, Michael's got some state by state research we're gonna give you. So stand by for that, Mike. I haven't really heard Mr. Trump, talk much about minimum wage. Have you heard him say much about it?
You know, he talked a little bit about it during the primary. He hasn't really talked about it during the general. And during the primary, his position was a little inconsistent. But, you know, he sort of hinted at the fact that he'd prefer to have the issue handled by the states, that the federal rate that he wouldn't do very much about. So it seemed like sort of a do-no-harm approach.
I think, based on what I've heard him say and what I think I know about his politics or his attitude, I think he's probably going to be more in favor of a minimum wage increase than he would be to fight it. That's my instincts about him. What do you think?
I don't think that he has the background and the understanding of how harmful the policy is to be able to make a credible argument against it if something came on his desk.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. And so I think maybe which way the wind blows would be how he would go. He doesn't have the visceral response to it that I do, and maybe probably you do. but Hillary.
Yeah, I mean, people like, you know, Ronald Reagan. You know, what did he say? He said, you know, the minimum wage has done more harm to.
Yeah.
You know, young adults and any policies.
And it continues. And that
he understood it.
That was 30 years ago, and it continues to cost them. So Hillary, ironically, in the same breath, without any sense of irony or anything else, in the same breath, the last debate, and other times I've heard her do this, she literally conflates small business and minimum wage. I'm going to fight for a small business, and we're going to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour in the same breath without realizing that those two concepts are mutually exclusive.
Yeah, there's no strong desire there for intellectual consistency. I think, you know, Hillary's found herself in a situation where I think she wants to appeal to small businesses. She also has unions on her left flank that are really pushing her to go to a $15 minimum wage, and so she's, you know, I think the press has tried to kind of interpret her statements where she sort of said, hey, I support the fight for 15, but she's declined to support a federal $15 minimum wage. She supported a $12 minimum wage on the federal level. She also says she supports small businesses and understands their concerns. So
I don't believe that. I don't believe she does. I've heard her speak too many other times. And folks, this is not about me, about her being a Democrat, or this is just about her particular policies, her attitude about small business. I still remember, Mike, her comment when somebody asked her how she reconciled the Hillary Care plan back in the 90s for small business. She said, these are her exact words, I can't be bothered by every undercapitalized small business. Those are the words that came out of her mouth. I'll never forget it. So I know how she feels about it. But you know, if we get Trump with a Democrat Senate, I think minimum wage is probably going to, you know, have a better chance of going up, because I don't think there's a groundswell of resistance in Congress anyway, Republican or Democrat. What do you think?
Yeah. So, well, I mean, three of the last two of the last three minimum wage increases at the federal level were signed into law by a Republican president.
Yeah.
You have seen in the past that Republicans have been willing to deal on the issue, but I also think there's, especially in the House, I do think there's an understanding that, you know, when the Congressional Budget Office says something, even a $10 minimum wage is going to cause substantial harm, I think you have some people there who appreciate it, who appreciate it on its merits, and who understand the economics of it. So,
yeah.
The deal makers, the Republican deal makers on minimum wage, are probably more likely to be on the Senate side.
Right. So if we have Hillary as president and the Republicans lose the Senate, then we'll probably get closer to minimum wage increase, wouldn't we?
Yeah. You know, the House would be the firewall then, and I think you'll have a pretty intensive education effort, which
yep.
we will be a part of,
yep.
to let them know that it's harmful.
So either way, folks, minimum wage increase is, if you don't like it, like me, you're in jeopardy. It's in jeopardy. Quick break. Right back with Michael.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.